Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Max and Friends, and welcome to LA Talks Radio, to the show here. Tamara, you're here.
Hey, I am back, Max. It's so good to be back.
How was your book tour, my friend?
You know, it's amazing, and it's still going on. It's absolutely incredible. I'm ready for the second one.
See, everyone, as you all know, Tamara's been away doing her book tour. That's why she hasn't been here. But we love her, and y'all can follow her on Facebook. Are you up on Twitter yet, girl?
You know what? I am, and I'm going to need a little bit of help understanding exactly how that works. So as someone shows me that, I'm going to be all over that, too.
All right. Well, you know what? I want to say a big special thank you again to Sophie B. Hawkins. Y'all know she was on last week's show. Great show with Sophie. And a great cause, too, everyone. You know, she's very involved with Water Keepers. Check them out on Google. I got to say happy birthday real quick, Tamara, to a couple people. Victoria, Amanda, Lawrence, Christine, Kim, Evan, KJ, Michael, and Shauna. Happy birthday to you all. You know, it's kind of nice to celebrate life, don't you think, Tamara?
Oh, my goodness, Max. Absolutely.
Speaking of life, there's a great new website called MyLifeInTheCity.com. Check that out, my friends, because if you're in the Florida area, New York area, and also they're like fanning out and branching out, you're going to be able to find like resources and what to do and what's going on in the city. My Life in the City. Isn't that cool, Tamara?
That sounds so cool. And Max, you were at a play today, right?
Look at you knowing about me. I was at a play. And it was amazing. I'm actually here in Florida still. I've extended my stay. So I've got to say, you know, Florida, I love it here. It's beautiful. It's Tamara Haywood. It's beautiful. It's real good. So I went to see a play today called, of course, I don't remember. Why are you putting me on this?
The play was Distractions.
Long story short, actually, Cynthia Nixon was in it at one point. Distractions is a play about children being diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, of shit that I think it is. I always say there's no such thing as a bad kid, there's always a bad parent. And not a bad parent necessarily that you're a bad parent, but that you don't know how to raise a child, you know?
Right.
So they're giving them all these distractions, Game Boys, iPhones, this, iPads, that, computers, instead of like spending time with their children. So the play talked about all these fantastic things. My friend Nikki was in it, so hi to Nikki. And, you know, it talks about like how kids at the end of the day, you know, they don't need all of this stuff. They don't want all of this stuff. They just want their parents to like spend time with them. And to love them and hug them and say, how was your day? You know, how was your day is such a great little phrase that very few people say to other people. How was your day? You know, and it changes people's mentalities. So long story short, in this play, the mother went through all, you know, those neighbors that were like, oh, my son's on Ritalin and my son's on this or my daughter's on that. So like the neighbors pressured the mother into making her go, you know, bring her kid to a psychologist. The teacher didn't want to handle it. The mother's going crazy at home. The parents are in the middle of divorce law. And then all the kid really wanted was his mom to say, how was your day?
Wow.
Yeah, so today was the last day, but if you ever have distractions in your neighborhood, go see it. Good play.
Well, you know, it opens your eyes up to what's really meaningful and what really matters. You know, because when it's all said and done at the end of our lives, it's the relationships, it's who you connected with, it's who you felt alive with and felt loved by.
Absolutely.
That's so meaningful, but you're right. We try to give them a pill. We try to, you know, give them a Game Boy or something
it's not right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like all undertone. Do you see how calm I am with Florida?
Yeah, I love it,
Florida
Max.
Florida has made me calm.
Yes. And, you know, because New York has that really fast-paced energy strong male energy, whereas Florida is more like, don't worry, be happy.
You know, L.A., they say, leave L.A. before it makes you too soft and leave New York before it makes you They never say anything about Florida, so I'm going to just stay here as long as I can.
There you go.
I am going home on Wednesday, back to the big things to do. You know, the vodka we're taking off with, there's just so many things to do. And the only way I'm getting home is Delta.com. Fly Delta. Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. Check them out. I got to say hi real quick to And you know what? Speaking of life and living your best life, there's a great site that they followed me on Twitter because I'm on there, Max Tucci on Twitter. And the number two, yourbestlife.com, toyourbestlife.com is a They're like a great website. Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on Facebook. Very inspiring. I like inspirational people. That's why I got Tamara on the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, Tamara, let me ask you a question. Do you suffer from allergies?
You know what? I grew up with asthma.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. It was tremendous. Yes, I used to have a lot as a kid. And I feel like when I moved away to college is when they started to subside. So, you know, I used to take allergy shots twice a week. I mean, just
wow.
I know. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have been bombarded with Twitter questions from people because, you know, we have our in-house Dr. Rodney who's going to come on in just a bit. And everyone's like, we know you have a doc in the house, you know, acupuncture, homeopathic herb remedies. And so many people are suffering from allergies. I don't know what's going on in the air.
Wow. Yes. Well, you know, the metaphysical explanation for a lot of those can be that you're just allergic to the people you're hanging around.
Well, that's the truth. That's a whole different thing, though. You know what I mean?
It's probably because they have so many distractions.
Well, you know, distractions. But I think, you know, suck. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. People are very unhappy with them, you know?
Yeah.
And so I have all these Twitter updates. People are asking, can you ask the doctor what we can do for allergies? Because it's like, you know, springtime is kind of in the air.
Yeah.
So I said, the only way to do it is to have Dr. Rodney on. Now, everyone, you all know Dr. Rodney. Go to twitter.com, Dr_Rodney. Follow him there. Check him out on Facebook. Always look at him on latalkradio.com. He's on our Max and Friends page. He's in the studio. So, Dr. Rodney, pull up your mic and let's see if we can help some people tonight.
Yay.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Rodney.
How you doing?
Hey, Tamara, congratulations on the book there. I was hearing about that and seeing a little bit on that. Hope the tour is going well.
Yes. Thank you so much, Rodney. We're just ecstatic to have you back on the show here with us.
Yeah, good to be back.
What a blessing. So how can we help these people with all this pollen in the air and all kinds of stuff jumping out and causing our nose to plug up and everything to swell, although that might not be a bad thing.
There's actually a lot of stuff that we can do with Oriental medicine that helps allergies, a lot of things that can be done using nutrition that's very, very good for allergies, things involving herbs. There are a lot of directions to go, but the first thing, of course, is to try to determine, you know, what type of allergy the person's having.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned pollen. It was kind of what you were kind of alluding to. But there are a lot of things that people are allergic to. Food, you know, animal dander, mold, insects. And, you know, like we were saying, well, this is kind of like an allergy season. That's kind of the direction we were heading with that conversation guys were having. But really, can be an allergy season depending on what the person's allergic to. So there's a lot of different things that kind of narrowing it down. Number one, what are they allergic to? The treatments that we use, what I find that a lot of times happens is that we have to look at the people's immune system. What's really happening with the immune system, because it's a matter of something from outside, you know, something outside the body, whether it be, as I was mentioning, food or pollen or animal dander or mold, any of those things. They're, you know, coming in and kind of assaulting the body. And why isn't the body able to go ahead and not react? Why is it not able to go ahead and defend itself and not have sneezing and itching and skin problems and rashes and these type of things start happening? So that's what we want to kind of look at. What's happening with that? If you know Oriental medicine and what we do, what I do in particular, is about looking at the whole person and what's going on there.
Well, you know, people are writing in on Twitter as we speak, actually on Facebook too, and they're saying, you know, does acupuncture work for allergies?
Oh, it definitely does. It definitely does. And what we do is we find that really when a person comes in and says, oh, I'm having an allergic problem, whether it be then we look and say, what is the best protocol that we're going to be using? So many times it is acupuncture, because what we find is a lot of times there's inflammation that's involved, and we have a lot of times heat, and of course acupuncture is very the body. When I say heat, you know, think about the things that start to happen. You start having skin rashes. You start having, you know, kind of itchy eyes start getting red. But then a lot of times it starts to come into what is actually happening to the body. So it'll be acupuncture. Many times it will be herbal therapies. And as I mentioned earlier, many times it'll be nutritional therapies. And before we finish today, about some nutritional things that everybody can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of things going on, right, Tamara?
Yes, absolutely. You know what, Rodney, I tell you, I thing my parents used to do was fly us out to Palm Springs to get acupuncture. And I always questioned, what exactly does it do? Is it when the needle is inserted, is there some release of like a chi or an energy that allows for some area of that body of your body to just open up and start to flow so that there's no stagnant anything that's stuck in your body? Because for asthma and for allergies, that's why they took us, was for the acupuncture. Is that accurate?
Well, it is accurate, and there are different aspects to what happens when we actually put a needle in the body. And there's, of course, the kind of Eastern, Oriental analysis of what goes on, which is kind of what you're referring to. And there's kind of a Western diagnosis, which a lot of the people that I work with from a Western standpoint, a lot of the physicians, you know, that's what they want to hear about. But basically, whether you're looking at it from either one of those vantage points, it's really about making the body or allowing the body to really do what it needs to do. So the acupuncture needle, there's the energy of the practitioner that's getting involved with it, but it really is kind of triggering your body to do what it's supposed to do. So many times there are what you're terms of things being blocked, but many times you'll have a deficiency or an excess. So many times it's about going and actually increasing the chi or the energy of the body. Many times it's about going and reducing it. Remember, we talked earlier on about heat in the body or maybe some dampness. And, it's about creating a homeostasis in the body. It's about creating that balance, and whatever reason is allowing the body to do what it needs to do.
Well, you know what's interesting? As soon as I went away to college and got away from my parents, I started breathing easier and I didn't have any more allergies. So mine was definitely associated with an emotional release from moving away from home. Do you ever get that in patients?
Well, you know, what you guys were alluding to earlier also, when you're talking about like a metaphysical or people you're hanging with, there are actually several levels to the people you're around. And even the point that I know you do a lot of work with relationships, and we know there's been some studies that certain people smell actually attracts them to other people. Well, at the same time, you know, some people can have certain perfumes or certain clothing with dyes. So there are a lot of other things that people do react to with individuals. So there can be that kind of a smell oriented with that individual that actually the person's allergic. You have stress factors. And one of the really big things that we find is a very common thread, whether it be from an Eastern standpoint or Western standpoint or whatever viewpoint with regards to an allergic reaction, is the immune system. And it's an immune system response. So really what we want to do, no matter how we're doing it, it's how do we boost the immune system. And that's really goal number one. So when we talk about stress, which is kind of what you're referring with, and being maybe in the family environment and finally getting away from the stressors of the parents and what have you, when we eliminate that, we actually start to boost the immune system. So
and we get that nice meditation in.
Stress is a big factor in going ahead and actually suppressing the immune system. So one of the things that I'm always trying to do when I have patients come in is boost the immune system. Whenever they have any type of allergies, boost.
Now,
one way they boost it is listening to our show.
Yeah, and one way you can find out by going to mindbodybasics.com, for sure. Check that out. Because, Rodney, you know, let me ask you, because someone just tweeted, how can I find a good acupuncturist, and where do I look for one?
Actually, there are several different ways that you can find it. There are a lot of state associations, depending on what state you're actually in. Some of them have so you can go ahead and find out. And of course by your zip code, there's acufinder.com, which actually lists different acupuncturists, and there you can find them by different specialties and such that they.
So acufinder.com, right?
Acufinder is one which will have different practitioners and what do they actually what type of conditions do they treat, you know, because now you have people doing gynecological type of things, you have people that are doing work with children, people that are doing work in orthopedics. So you really have a lot of specialties in even in acupuncture and oriental medicine now. So you really find that when you go into the site, you can kind of say, okay, this is what I'm looking for.
Cool. All right. So acufinder.com. And, of course, for Dr. Rodney, go to mindbodybasics.com. Twitter.com, Dr_Rodney. And for everyone, you know, if you're looking for a great place in Florida, you've got to go to see Dr. Rodney while you're here in the Boca area or in the Palm Beach area. And Dr. Rodney, what's next for you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
I was just saying, what's next for you? What are you writing any more books? You're
well, I've actually been very, very blessed. And I'm exceptionally busy. And right now, I've just actually added some staff on to allow me to go ahead really and be able to handle the patient load that I have. I'm finding now that as soon as I have one patient, next thing, and then I've got another person in the family and another one in the family. So I've actually got like the entire families that are coming to see me. And,
my mom is coming to see you.
Yeah, it's really rather amazing because, you know, really great.
Tuesday at 10:30. I'm confirming for her now. But, you know,
awesome.
Someone just sent me a text because you don't know how I love to say my B12 shot. How great is B12, Dr. Rodney? And then we'll wrap this segment up.
Well, actually, that's two things I want to tell people about. Number one, you mentioned the B12 there, which is a great thing also for a lot of allergies because it helps to boost the working of the cells. So that's really, really a wonderful thing, and particularly also for skin allergies, you know, things that are, where they're having a reaction on the skin. That's very, very helpful, too. But one of the things for the readers, one of the things about was the immune system. So actually, something that everybody can do that really can go and start turning things around is to be taking a good probiotic. And so I want to give people a hint how they a host of different types of allergies. And one of the best things that they can do to start boosting their immune system, pick it up in a health food store, pick it up at the local Whole Foods or whatever market, you know. But a good probiotic, preferably one that has the live probiotics in there. And it's just a general thing you can do and start to have really a much stronger immune system and start to have less reaction to a lot of these outside pathogens that are causing the problem. And one other thing that, with regards to anybody that actually is trying to find a practitioner, I'm a whole host of associations. I'm on the board for the Florida State Oregon Medical Association and also do a lot of work on if someone's having problems finding a practitioner or if they really want a little more direction, I'd be more than happy. They can always send me an email and I'll help them, you know, find somebody, whatever.
And what's your email, Dr. Rodney?
It's Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y, and then the website address, Mind, the body, B-O-D-Y, Basics, BASICS.com. Yeah.
So Rodney at mindbodybasics.com. Dr. Rodney, thanks so much. Real quick, I take Claritin. I'm not here to bash them, but do you like Claritin?
Well, yeah, it's the type of thing for a lot of really heavy allergy symptoms. You know, we don't want people to be miserable. So what I say, should you be taking those all the time? No, but if you've got your nose is running and you're going crazy, I mean, you know, you can take them. It's just we want to go ahead and get to the root of the problem. So the problem with a lot of Western pharmaceutical intervention is that the pharmaceutical intervention becomes the quote, normal way to treat on a continual basis. But Western pharmacology can be very helpful for the acute symptom. And so, you know, quite frankly, really bad day with my sinuses, you know, I'll take a Claritin myself.
Very good.
You know, of course,
but don't band-aid the situation. Don't band-aid the situation. Find out what the root is. Right.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Rodney, well, thanks so much for tuning in tonight and checking in with us. And there's your doctor's order, everyone. Well, good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thanks, Rodney.
You see, so AccuFinder.com, and of course, Rodney at MindBodyBasics.com. You can send him an email if you have any questions there, because Dr. Rodney's knows what's up. I'm glad we had this little segment tonight, aren't you? Doctor's orders.
Oh, my gosh. He's so cool.
He is cool. But you know what? One thing I know I'm not allergic to, Tamara, is ice cream, and I love it. And in Boca, you know, one of my favorite places, we gave it away during Max's Favorite Things, is Sloan ice cream store. Oh, my God. So hi to all the crew there at Sloan's. I love you all for listening, and I love that place. Shout out.
But some people might say they're allergic to ice cream because it makes them break out in fat.
Well, fat is a good thing. It depends what culture you're in. Some men like to squeeze it, you know? And we've got some people coming on tonight to help us with relationships. So stay tuned to Max and Friends, because in the half break, we're going to have them come on. But until then, we got to catch up. Tamara, I did a great high colonic again. You know I love him.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Hippocrates Institute. So check out HippocratesInst.org. Love it. Akil, you're my girl.
Awesome. So you're feeling pretty cleaned out.
Well, you know, I think it's a good thing to do.
I do
really
too.
I think it's a good thing to do.
Yeah,
now I've had to give shout outs. You've had them too?
Yes.
And don't you love them? You love them.
You
They're
know,
good.
I did. You know, she's a chiropractor too, and she gave me several or a couple treatments, you know, a few of them. But boy, you talk about just really cleansing, detoxing, just, you know, allowing your body to just cleanse itself is so cool.
Cleanse is the key word. Now, hey, Tamara, someone just tweeted me and they said, what is the name of Tamara's book?
Oh, Emerald Echo, the story. Yeah, you can get it on Amazon.com or you can get it at EmeraldEcho.com. And yes, Max is in it too. He's one of my endorsers.
Say it like you mean it. No, of course.
I know.
This
I
is
love
Max
you. I love that you're in it, Mr. Man.
Well, I love that I'm in it too, because anything that you do, I want to do. Anything I do, I want you to be a part of too. Now, I got to say hi to Steve, and I've got to say hi to Dana. Thank you all for tuning in. I love you for listening. Now, Tamara, I've got to tell, girl, you know I'm going to give you a hookup now.
Oh, tell me.
I have fallen in
love. Wait, Max, you're breaking up. Wait, now you've fallen in love?
I have fallen in love, and then I was pausing. I didn't break up. I didn't say anything after.
Okay, who are you in love with?
It's not who, it's a place.
Tell, do tell.
And it's called One Bal Harbor.
Ooh.
And the only way for you to really experience One is to go to One, spell it out, O-N-E, oneluxuryhotels.com. And Ooh. One Bal Harbor is the one place to renew, one place to revive. It's one spa that I just adore and hell that has changed my world. It's beautiful. It's in Bal Harbor, Florida. It's amazing. Just north of Miami, south of Fort Lauderdale. It's on this peninsula. It jets out into the ocean. The rooms are beautiful. One, Bal Harbor. Tamara, I love it.
Oh.
So, yes, and there's a special right now. You pay for three, you get the fourth night free at One Bal Harbor, oneluxuryhotels.com. Check them out because I totally endorse them. Love that place.
Awesome, Max.
And the beach. So- Ooh, and you can sit right on the beach and have lunch, sit by the pool and have lunch. You can get room service, go to the spa. It's good.
Ooh, loving the spa thing.
It's good.
Oh, I tell you what, spa is the way to go. Okay, so now do we go to a different website besides One Bal Harbor? You said something else.
Yes, you go to oneluxuryhotels.com.
Luxury Hotels, that's what it is.
You write it down, put in your black book, save it. It's amazing.
Ooh. Now, do they just service there in Florida or are they all over?
There's one hotel right now that they have in Florida, but rumor is that they're spreading out elsewhere. So definitely stay tuned to One.
Wow, that is so cool. So you got rejuvenated just being there.
What? Since my high colonic, I'm going to go see Dr. Ronnie this week. Since staying at One, I'm a whole new person, okay?
Wow, no wonder you're relaxed.
So relaxed. And I'm so relaxed because I have you back. You know what I'm talking about?
I love
Man,
it. Yeah.
So hey, Ronan, what's everyone listening to? This is Max and Friends, and you're listening to Max Tucci, your host, with my co-host. She's back in the studio, Tamara Bowman.
Yes, darling.
Now, Tamara, we've got, you know what? We're going to play a song tonight from our buddy Chester C.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that? I think it's a good thing to do because there's so much on in this world. And you know what? Today really made me feel like some people just need someone there for them. So I think, you know, Tamara, we're on the same wavelength where we feel that we're here for y'all.
Absolutely. Right? Oh, that gives me goosebumps. Yes.
Well, we are. You know, listen, we have fun. Someone goes today, what's your radio show about? I said, well, we're variety talk, but we talk about everything from sex talk to theological discussions to celebrity interviews.
Yes.
We cover it all. But bottom line is, every Sunday, we're here for you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I think
from the East Coast to the West Coast.
International callers called in last week from the Middle East, we got it covered, girl.
I love it.
And you know what? The only way you can listen is by going to latalkradio.com. That's not the only way, because there's also the iPhone app. There's also the BlackBerry app. You know, all those distractions. But if you're going to be distracted to listen to Max and Friends. And you know what, everyone? I want you to get to not be distracted for 1 minute. So you know our buddy Chester C wrote a song, and the song is called This One's For. So tonight I'm dedicating this song for everyone that's listening, for everyone that's going to listen and who's going to tune into our archives if they miss any portion of the show. You know what, Ronan? Let's get This One's For. Just see. Max and Friends.
Not my fight. It's easier to turn away. It's too hard. It's not my fault. Don't understand or care to find out. It's easier to turn away.
On Max and Friends. This is your host, Max Tucci, and my co-host, Tamara Bowman's back in the studio. And Tamara, say hi.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to be back. I'm ecstatic about our guests that are in the studio now.
Hi. But you know what? Ronan, let everyone know what they're listening to, because we're going to get their mics ready and pull them up. What are you all listening to tonight on LA Talk Radio? This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. We're getting professional up in here. We got to move some chairs around so we can have our next guest come in, because tonight we're going to talk about not only about health, but we're going to talk about heart virtues and workshops and how to get your shit together in your relationships. Am I right,
Amen.
Tamara?
Amen.
I love that. We were just at one of the most incredible workshops that, of course, Greg Moores was putting on with Heart Virtues. It's called Authentalk, and that's where Renee and Todd are just experts in that field. And I love the way they talk about how their relationship has been strengthened because of Heart Virtues.
Well, isn't Greg also someone that's like your fiancé?
Hello, he's like my husband now. I don't even know if we can say that yet.
Y'all got married?
Yes, Max, we
congratulations,
did.
Mrs. Moores.
Thank you.
Well, you see, how, this is what happens when Tamara goes on book tour, she gets married, too.
I know. Well, mine as well.
All right, now that like I'm all like back in, take over the show because I need a minute to think.
Bless your heart. Well, I agree. And Greg, are you on the line here with us?
I am.
Oscar.
Greg, congratulations.
So,
do we have you?
Do we lose
him? You got me. I'm here.
All right. Now, Tamara, why don't you introduce our guests and let everyone know what they're about to hear, because we're going to get to the point of some good questions and some good commentary. So what's going on, Tamara?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I just love Renee and Todd. They have one of the most beautiful presence and aura about them in their delivery, in the way that they love each other, in the way that they look at each other, in the way that they work through conflict and problems and really stand up in and are solid in what they believe in. And that's one of the things that Greg teaches is being able to stand on your own island with your heart virtue. And that is something that Greg helps all of us get in touch with so that it strengthens all of us at the center, at the core of who we are. And that's one of the things that Renee said that she was able to extract from being through Greg's workshops, in she got so centered with who she is and attracted the man of her dreams right after her first Authentalk.
Well, that's how you do it.
Hell yeah. So Todd and Renee here with us right now. So welcome, guys. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thank you, Tamara.
Thanks for having us on.
Yes.
Absolutely. So how did y'all meet? Did this law of attraction just pull y'all together? Or how did y'all meet?
Mm-hmm. We met at a chamber function several years back, and it was just an odd experience. I was not planning on attending this business meeting, and something in my head said, done this meeting and show up, you know, at the 10. And I went to this meeting. We had a mutual friend who invited Renee to be there that day, and they were getting out of the first meeting, coming into a room in which the second meeting, a beautiful woman walked by me. I saw her at the corner of my eye. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the one I've ever seen. And Todd turned away because she's way too good looking for you. And less than 5 minutes later, we were introduced to each other. And we have basically been together since, right after we were introduced to each other.
Well, and I hear, Todd, wasn't your first date like 14 hours long or something like that?
My first date was 14, flying up over the mountains in Colorado. At the time, I said, I could go to an Avalanche game. And she goes, I would love to go to an Avalanche game with you. So we went to the Avalanche game. I don't remember if they won, but afterward, I said to myself, I need to talk to this lady and learn more about her, and invited her to wine. It turned out to be, you know, till 4 in the morning. We just sat and we talked.
About everything.
Now, we talked about.
Here's my question to you. We, as people who are single, okay, go on a 14-hour date. What did you two possess in each other's spirits that allowed you to have a 14-hour date? What's the secret?
Well, I'll answer that one. I was just in a really confident place. Like Tamara said, I was centered. I was very grounded. I knew who I was. And I had just a few weeks before that been to one of Greg's Authentalks. So I was just in a exactly what I wanted. I knew who I was. I wasn't going to settle for anything less. I had several months back, ended a relationship, thankfully, and I knew what I didn't want. I knew what I wanted. So when Todd and I got together for our first date, I wasn't really looking for anything either, but I liked him from the get-go. And that night, I really was very open, very, very honest. I laid everything out, which is why we could talk for 14 hours. I knew who I was, so I didn't have to hold anything back. There was no pretense on either side, either for either one of us. Mm-hmm. And just as we brought up deeper and deeper topics, easy to communicate. Mm-hmm. Good on all the topics that came up. So that's how it was so easy to continue. I mean, we had a great time, and I didn't intend to stay up talking till 4 a.m. It was so easy.
So wow. Just
anything I could say to singles is absolutely no. You want what you want. You don't want. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm.
Don't lower the standards.
Yeah, don't lower the standards, that's for sure.
I love that. And you know what? Let's bring up Greg, too, because, you know, he's really got some incredible processes that he takes people through individually that allows for a 14-hour date. So, Greg, welcome to Max and Friends.
Well, it's a privilege to be here. I guess, you know, it's funny when we talk about experts in relationship, you and I have been married for, what, about 2 weeks?
Yes.
So,
congratulations.
Thanks,
thank
man.
Thank you. You know, and yet I've worked with so many people in so many marriages, and it's interesting, but there's some strange myths. A lot of the myths are that marriages end because people get distant. I think sometimes they end because people get too close. And the secret to relationships is relating. It's just, you know, being able to relate over what's happening. And the third myth, I think, is the other person. We're in a relationship with ourselves, with the other person around. But I don't know that I've ever actually had a relationship actually with another person. I'm constantly having a relationship with my own ideas, my own thoughts, my own feelings, and projecting that onto things around me, whether it's people or, you know, whatever. But I honestly believe that the relationship you're really having is a relationship with yourself and skills getting better.
Greg, it's interesting that you say that sometimes relationships end because you get too close. Can you say more about that?
Well, you know, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder. And I think a lot of times when people get so close that they have every intimate moment, you know, we know you can drive people crazy if you just crowd them in a room and don't give them a break from each other. So, you know, I think one of the secrets is respecting each other, being able to relate on a very deep and intimate level, and giving the other person space. It's one of the things that I love about you is that, you know, you are so respectful of my private time, my space. Because, you know, I was a monk for 8 years, so I'm used to doing a whole lot. I meditate in the morning for, you know, an hour, and you're so respectful of the silence and the space that I need in doing that. So it's interesting, but that's part of a way that is by looking out for the space that the other person would want to have.
Mm. Todd and Renee, do you find that's true for you guys too in your relationship?
Yeah, we of course need we're individuals and we do need our space. What's nice, since we have nothing to hide from each other, we were able to just, we can say whatever's on our minds, and because we know, and this is Todd, and I'm committed to honor and achievement, and because I know what I am committed to, and I know what Renee is committed to, we respect one another that way, and we can be doing things in another room or take off and run to the store, and we understand each other that way, and it makes it totally good.
Mm.
And I'm going to add to that, too. Mm-hmm. I'm committed to empowering aliveness and faith. And interestingly, when I know that there are times that I push Todd's buttons, And all I have to do is step back and think, oh, he's committed to honor. Okay, that I just stepped on that. Before I even approach him. And it opens up just knowing what he's committed to. I know what I've done. So when I approach him next, I can say, I can apologize immediately. Yeah. And if I'm running late for something or I switch up the schedule on us, Todd knows that's my aliveness coming through. I'm throwing a kink in the schedule because something exciting just caught my attention. He knows, okay, that's Renee. I get that. She's not doing it to make me mad. She's just doing it because that's what she's committed to. And what's really neat is both of our heart virtues include something spiritual. Mine is faith. Todd's is living with the Holy Spirit. And that is a beautiful thing because that bonds us. That bonds us in a really intimate way. And yes. And I know that if we ever hit a struggle, we can come together, we can both come together with our spirituality and know that regardless of what's happening.
Well, it just sounds like the key to a good relationship is having things in common.
Well, that sure
yes.
helps.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing amazing about that. You don't agree with that.
I don't think so. You know, Einstein was all about, you know, which is what I base a lot of my relationship courses on. Einstein proved that to the degree two objects are similar, they can't relate. What we actually relate over is our differences. So the secret to having a great relationship is to show up different and say, I don't see things like that at all, and then be able to actually. How many times have you had an argument with, and they say after a great argument you have great makeup sex, right? Mm-hmm. And there's this thing that happens where we bond over our differences, not over our similarities. Two people that are very similar would be bored with each other.
Okay, but let's say that Todd and Renee. It's Todd, you're a Christian, I take it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and let's say Renee is an atheist. They're clearly going to have some clashes if the two of them aren't on one accord. So when I say they have things in common, you know, I think religion, I mean, you know, if one be with another, I mean, there are ways to make it happen. But to make a smooth transaction, a relationship, I think it's, you know, Renee obviously respects Todd and his religion. I think that's what I mean by things in common. Mm-hmm. You know, if Todd might like blue and Renee might like red, that's okay. Because there could be that great makeup sex where they'll see red, white, and blue.
I agree with you because since I know Renee and her heart virtue, Renee has always been referred to as a wild horse. You can't tame her. She just, you know, she's out climbing a 14er, and all of a sudden she looks someplace and she's not going up the hill anymore. She's going someplace else, and that's just her wild spirit. And I'm not like that. However, I respect that in her and I honor that. Of who, and that's what I believe helps make a great relationship.
And likewise, I really respect that Todd is grounded, and quite honestly, that's a beautiful compliment for me, because when I'm off, Todd's gonna reel me back in when it's time, and I really appreciate that. So I see both sides. I really appreciate that we have our similarities. We have our same spirituality, and we like to do some of the same things. I also appreciate that Todd likes to do some different things, so I get to learn about some new experiences. And likewise, he gets to learn about all the things that I get involved with.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a balance. You have to have some things that ground you together, and then some things that take you maybe out of your comfort zone into some new experiences.
Well said.
Thank you.
I agree. I think, you know, when you have that one person, when you two are grounded on certain situations, and then when you two can explore together, it makes a beautiful relationship. And the two of you sound like you found it in each other. So many blessings on to you.
Yay.
Great. Now,
it's not as much about commonality as it is about synergy. So if you listen to what they're saying, I mean, you know, look, different people here, but they learn to synergize. Mm-hmm. And you can take that to an extreme, like you said. I mean, if, you know, if you have two people that can't even understand each other because they speak, you know, completely different language, the potential for a relationship is too great. and they won't even be able to really have a relationship. So yes, you want to have being able to relate. But from that point on, you want to really focus on synergy instead of
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and you know what? And Greg, thank you so much for that. And if anybody out there wants to know their heart virtue, one of the things they can do is go to www.heartvirtues.com, heartvirtue.com, and you can take an online assessment there. And Greg, how long does it take? Maybe like 30 minutes or so to take that online assessment?
Well, yeah, and, you know, they've mentioned there is I'm committed to spiritual integrity, and what that means for me is seeing people really live in alignment with what's most meaningful to them. And that's why we developed the assessment, is most people have some rule, they're living their life in alignment with what's meaningful to other people, or they're living somebody else's plan for their life. So taking the assessment really gets people centered and shows mm-hmm. them, wow, what's meaningful to me that in my relationships, when they're fulfilled, it's the thing that's being fulfilled. And when my relationships are falling apart, there's something meaningful to me that's not being fulfilled. And it's usually...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know what, he's breaking up. Yes, Greg, and Greg, Renee, and Todd, you guys, thank you so much for coming on with us tonight. Max and I have had a great time with you guys in our inner circle.
Absolutely. And we're going to, with the synergy that we all have, because I feel it, Tamara, don't you? We're going to spend some more time in the future on this whole heart virtue and the synergy and the commonalities and all these great things about relationships.
Yes, it's very fascinating.
I thank Todd, Renee, and Greg for being on tonight. Thank you all. And
plug the
site one more time, Tamara.
Yes, it would be www.heartvirtue.com.
There you go. Speaking of .coms, and of course, Rodney, Dr. Rodney, you can find him at mindbodybasics.com. You know, that's the place to go. And of course, you could always stick to latalkradio.com because that's where Tamara and I are. So, Tamara, I have just missed you. I'm so glad that you're back on the show, because it's been like, what's going to happen when you get maternity leave? I guess you're just going to be you'll be in bed, so you'll be able to come on.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't think it's that.
You's married now. Listen.
No.
Hey. I got to tell you something great, too, Tamara. While you were gone, we've added a new friend.
Who's that?
His name is Luke Nero, and he runs the Mr. Black events between New York and L.A., and he's going to give us from time to time the scoops on what's going on party-wise and where to go and where to do it up or to have a good time.
Very cool.
We look forward to having Luke Nero on the show real soon. He'll be on next Sunday, actually, giving us the scoop for L.A., and the party scene, what's going down. So we got to keep people informed every way, from relationships to allergies to parties to what's going on and to how to get there is Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. A plug this week.
Yes, and Max, we're planning on coming to see you here pretty soon.
Well, I can't wait to... I haven't met Tamara yet. And
I know Sunday, that.
Can you believe it?
I know.
I couldn't believe that. It's been 2 years since I've had the show already. It's crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts. I know. That's what I said. I told Greg, for sure we're going to go out and see his sister in Nantucket. And I said, oh, thank God, because then finally we can go by there. We can see Max.
Well, if you go to Nantucket, you know, we got to go to Vanessa Noel's hotel. So check out Vanessa Noel Hotel.
Yes, Google, for sure.
She's got shoes and hotels and everything we women all need. And what we all need is a nice hotel. And my favorite hotel, as y'all know, is One. So check out OneLuxuryHotels.com. Y'all got to know about One.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I know.
But I'm about to roll out this studio because I've got to get into my little mini, drive down with the roof down because it's 80 degrees, love life, put the radio on, drop the top, you know, put the – what's the song? Put the – for that sweet sound. Home we go. But Tamara,
yes.
I actually am in love with One, but I'm also in love with someone else.
Yes.
But you and I are going to talk after the show.
Oh, good. Ooh, we'll talk, do tell. We'll talk, I can't we'll wait.
After the show.
Okay. Well, this will be the after show.
But you know what? All I've got to tell everyone, do you have any special quotes for the week, Tamara? Because we got to wrap it up.
You know, I suppose if I was going to make one up, I would absolutely encourage our listeners to listen to their heart, to just be still and know.
My quote this whole week.
Are you serious? Look at that.
That was my quote for the whole week.
Oh, my gosh. We're tapped in. Be still and know. That's it.
And you know what mine is? Never tell everything at once.
Ooh.
Anything at once. And that was Ken Venturi. So never tell everything at once, my friends. And you know what? Wow. Never complain and never explain.
Oh, I like it.
But you know what? I like you, Tamara. And I'm so glad you're back on the air with me because it's been a fun show.
Yes,
so I've got to say a major special thanks to Chester C. Thank you to One Luxury Hotels. Thank you to Delta and everyone. Tamara, have a wonderful night. Everyone have a good night. This show... Thank you, Chester C., for that. Thank you, Dr. Ronnie. Thank you to all my guests tonight. And guess what? CBS News is coming up next, so stay tuned for that. And always stay tuned to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I bid you adieu, and I love you all for listening. Good night.
Good night.